It's the holiday season. Turkey, Thanksgiving Day, however you want to say it. And on the line with me, I have a representative from Butterball, and they're doing something special this holiday season. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful. Now, is it Amy Raska? Am I saying that right?
Oh, my gosh, you got it right.
Woo! Go me. Now, this year, Butterball has a turkey talk line, of which we can call and ask the expert.
That's right. With the Butterball turkey talk line, we have lots of people here to answer all the holiday cooks' questions.
So tell us more about it.
Well, it's kind of interesting because we're really seeing the Thanksgiving table change out there. Last year, we had 1 in 4 callers to our line were men. So this year, we've actually added men to the talk line. So when callers call in with their holiday questions, it may be a man or woman who picks it up. But all of us here are experts, have gone through Butterball University, and can answer just about any question there is about turkey and their holiday meal.
So what are some of the most popular questions that you get?
Okay, well, the number one is always thawing.
Yes.
And just the general rule of thumb is you want to allow 4 pounds per day you can thaw in the refrigerator. And a lot of times people forget, you know, how long it takes. Or sometimes we have callers on the other side who plan way too far ahead and have thawed it a little too. But we can always help them work around that and come up with a solution in case they forgot to thaw, but we can help them get through that.
Oh, wow. So what if I did forget to thaw it out? I mean, do you, like, put it in water or something like that, Amy?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great way to do it. The water thaw technique is really simple. You just fill a sink with cold water, put the turkey label side down, and you can thaw it pretty quickly. You can thaw 1 pound every half hour that way. So even a big 20-pound turkey will thaw in 10 hours that way.
Wow. Now, what if you get a fresh one and, you know, Thanksgiving is not, but, you know, 2 or 3 days away? How do you keep it so it's fresh until you get ready to cook it?
You know what? Those are safe and fresh as long as you keep them in a refrigerator at 40 degrees or lower, because the Butterball ships and holds those fresh turkeys in really super chilled environments so that we know that they're going to make it all the way to the Thanksgiving meal and still be fresh when they open them to cook them.
Fantastic. Now, you give good tips and wonderful tips about cooking the turkey. Do you give other advice, like, you know, fixings? What can I do on the side?
Yeah, we have people all the time. I remember one of my early calls was they wanted to know how many pounds of potatoes to buy for a group. And, you know, all of us have a degree in foods, and most of us can pull on that information that we bring to the talk line to help cooks with their questions. So our expertise is really turkeys.
Well, fantastic. Now, this hotline, is it open now, and how long will it stay open for us?
Yeah, we open November 1st, and we stay open all the way through Christmas Eve because we get a lot of holiday cooks in December as well. And most importantly, on Thanksgiving Day, we are open from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. in that Central Standard Time when most people are cooking, so we can help them if they run into a question or concern on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. I might be one of those callers.
Oh, well, I hope so.
So look, for those who may not be wanting to be on the phone, I know that, you know, computer-wise, is there somewhere we can go, a website or maybe on a Twitter or anything like that we can get in contact with you?
No, absolutely. Probably one of the best places is just butterball.com. The website is filled with information. There's even videos, you know, carving videos. My favorite section, of course, is the recipe portion. For side dishes, but also what I use a lot is they have great recipes for leftovers. My favorite is probably our turkey pumpkin black bean chili that I make every year now. It's great and really tasty and very nutritious as well. So there's a lot of great information. But like you said, they can get advice on Facebook, Twitter, and we do have live chats available on butterball.com too. In addition to, of course, 1-800-BUTTERBALL, which is if you want to call and talk to somebody live.
And that's 1-800-288-8372, right?
That's correct.
I think I got that right. Now, look, you say you give great advice on cooking the turkey. Now, what are the different ways to cook turkeys? What if I want to fry a turkey? Can you lead me through that, too?
Oh, absolutely. Butterball paired with Masterbuilt, and we have a great new indoor electric fryer, and it's really simple to use. But we also can provide tips for people who are cooking in the outdoor method as well. You know, one of the main questions people ask about is, you know, what kind of oil can I use?
Yes.
You know, and we tell them, well, peanut oil is kind of the gold standard. But you can also use safflower, soybean, or corn as well. I do find that sometimes, because you have to buy quite a bit of oil, and sometimes corn oil is a little bit less expensive than the peanut oil. So whichever way they want to go, but we have all sorts of tips for deep frying as well that we can help people and talk them through.
Fantastic. One last question, because you see, I'm asking for me now.
Well,
if I cook it in the oven, what is the best way to keep it nice and juicy?
Well, the answer is going to be sort of surprising. The best way to keep it juicy is to have a good and accurate thermometer, because so often people cook that turkey too long because they're afraid, oh, I don't know if it's done yet. I'll cook it a little longer.
Right.
And that's where the turkey gets dry. We want to cook that turkey just till it's 165 in the breast and 180 in the thigh. And we can get those two different temperatures by putting a tenth of aluminum foil over the breast for the last one-third of the cooking time, because that slows down the breast from cooking while the thigh meat gets a little bit hotter, and that's how we can get the two different temperatures. So the answer is a thermometer is your best way to get a nice, juicy turkey.
Great. I'm sorry, I'm writing this down. Okay, all right. I got you, Amy. All right, before we go, give everybody that 1-800 one more time, and they can call it, like you said, on Thanksgiving Day, right?
Absolutely. 1-800-288 8372, or the easy way to remember it is 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And, you know, we are here this weekend as well. If there's some, if they come up with questions beforehand that we can help them with, you know, have them give us a call.
Fantastic. Amy, thank you so very much. You are the expert, and we thank Butterball and Butterball Turkey. We're going to have it for Thanksgiving and get nice and comfy and full.
Well, we hope so. And thank you so much for having us on. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Amy.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.